There was nothing funny in what Nobu had said, and yet I couldn't help but laugh, because I had a sudden image in my mind of the minister as my Donna, leaning in closer and closer to me with his lower jaw sticking out until suddenly his breath blew up my nose. "Oh, so you find it funny, do you?" Nobu said to me. "Really, Nobu-san, I'm sorry, but to picture the minister..." "I don't want to picture the minister. It's bad enough to have sat there beside him, talking with the mistress of the Ichiriki." I made another scotch and water for Nobu, and he made one for me. It was the last thing I wanted. Already the room seemed cloudy, but Nobu raised his glass, and I had no choice but to drink with him. Afterward, he wiped his mouth with his napkin and said, "It's a terrible time to be alive, Sayuri." "Nobu-san, I thought we were drinking to cheer ourselves up." "We've certainly known each other a long time, Sayuri. Maybe 15 years, is that right?" he said. "No, don't answer. I want to tell you something, and you're going to sit right there and listen to it. I've wanted to tell you this a long time, and now the time has come. I hope you're listening, because I'm only going to say it once. Here's the thing. I don't much like geisha. Probably you know that already. But I've always felt that you, Sayuri, aren't exactly like all the others."
I waited a moment for Nobu to continue, but he didn't. "Is that what Nobu-san wanted to tell me?" I asked.
"Well, doesn't that suggest that I ought to have done all kinds of things for you? For example, I ought to have bought you jewelry."
"You have bought me jewelry. In fact, you've always been much too kind. To me, that is. You certainly aren't kind to everybody."
"Well, I ought to have bought you more of it. Anyway, that isn't what I'm talking about. I'm having trouble explaining myself. What I'm trying to say is, I've come to understand what a fool I am. You laughed earlier at the idea of having the minister for a Donna. But just look at me, a one-armed man with skin like, what do they call me, the lizard."
"Oh, Nobu-san, you must never talk about yourself that way."
"The moment has finally come. I've been waiting years. I had to wait all through your nonsense with that general. Every time I imagined him with you, well, I don't even want to think about that. And the very idea of this foolish minister. Did I tell you what he said to me this evening? This is the worst thing of all. After he found out he wasn't going to be your Donna, he sat there a long while, like a pile of dirt, and then finally said, 'I thought you told me I could be Sayuri's Donna.' Well, I hadn't said any such thing. We did the best we could, minister, and it didn't work out, I told him. So then he said, 'Could you arrange it just once?' I said, 'Arrange what once? For you to be Sayuri's Donna just once? You mean one evening?' And then he nodded. Well, I said, 'You listen to me, minister. It was bad enough going to the mistress of the tea house to propose a man like you as Donna to a woman like Sayuri. I only did it because I knew it wouldn't happen. But if you think—'